you're hearing a song called Change. It's by Treeskin. Treeskin is a solo side project by Michael Doss, who you might recognize as the drummer for The Accidentals. Last week, he released a brand new album. It's called Learning. Doss will be in Traverse City tonight performing at Studio Anatomy, and he's here live in studio with me this morning. Hey, Michael, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, thanks for coming on. Listening through the album, it's got a unique sound from what people might normally expect from you, not only with The Accidentals, but also if they're familiar with your solo music. You call it a cross between emo folk and indie rock, somewhere in between there. What led you down that direction?
It was more of just a love for all different types of genres and bands that I really enjoy. And it kind of started as a recording project. I'm kind of an amateur audio engineer. And so it came out of really loving records and trying to recreate those sounds in my bedroom. And just kind of working from there. But I love really impassioned music. And so there's a lot of dissonance and a lot of emotions and, you know, a lot of heavy reverbed guitars and things you might find on like a national record or something like that. So kind of somewhere falling between emo and indie rock.
The album is called Learning. You say it's been therapeutic for you to work through these songs and to kind of do your own writing project and music project. How has this album helped you or been therapeutic to you personally?
I think it's when I've played some of the songs out live and seeing people respond to them. Like there's a song called Carrytown Blues, which is kind of all about social anxiety. And I had somebody come up to me after a show and be like, hey, that song hit me hard because I felt that exact same thing. And I think that really pushed me forward into finishing the record, is just seeing how people respond to it and engage with it in a way that, you know, is familiar to them. So it means that I'm not alone and having a lot of these thoughts. So it helps to kind of get that out there.
You mentioned Carrytown Blues. Let's take a listen to that song.
All right.
Carrytown Blues off Treeskin's new album called Learning. Mike, you have a way of really storytelling in your music, and you do say that a lot of these songs are based off stories or events that happened to you. Give us the backstory of this particular song. Was this something that was based on you, something you experienced?
Yeah, so a couple years back, I attended a party down in Ann Arbor with a buddy of mine who was going to U of M at the time, and I was just riddled with social anxiety, and he needed to convince me to come to the party, and when I finally got there, it was in this big old mansion in the Carytown district of Ann Arbor.
Okay.
And I was just so scared the entire night that the floor was going to fall in at the house, because it was this old building and there were about 100 kids dancing in the main room. And I saw that video somewhere online where like a bunch of kids at a college party, the floor caved in. And so I was just riddled with anxiety, to the point where I was standing on the fireplace because I was like, okay, if the floor falls in, the fireplace is like bolted down and it's not going to go anywhere. But I kind of realized after the fact that it was kind of my social anxiety manifesting itself into something else so that I wouldn't look at, you know, what the real issue was. And that was that I was just afraid to talk to people I didn't know. And so I kind of put those emotions into a song, and it's kind of one of those songs that kind of tears you back and forth from the left channel and the right channel, kind of like how my my emotions were going that night. So,
do you play all the instruments for this album?
Yeah, for the most part. I've had a couple of people jump in on backing vocals, and I had Savin Kate from the Accidentals put strings on a track or two. But for the most part, it's all just me in my bedroom making cool noises.
You mentioned Sav and Katie of the Accidentals. That's something I wanted to talk about. A lot of people, especially up north here in Michigan, know you as the drummer for the Accidentals. That's kind of the identity they give you in their mind. Mm-hmm. As a musician, accomplished musician, outside of the Accidentals, does that bother you at all?
No, not at all. In fact, it's quite lovely that I have that kind of, you know, that people kind of see me as that person. And I love playing in that band so much. It really fills me up musically. But this project is just so much different from what we do in the Accidentals that I wanted to kind of make a more of a division by adopting the moniker of Treeskin instead of just kind of going under my own name, just so it kind of has this other kind of feel to it, that it, you know, it kind of puts itself on the side as something separate. So,
where'd you get the name Treeskin?
I got it from a song by another Michigan songwriter named Seth Bernard.
Oh yeah, no way.
Yeah, and which was funny because I played bass for him a couple weeks back, and the first song we played that night was the song Treeskin.
Oh, cool.
But he thinks it's really funny. But yeah, I just thought of that name as like potentially a mythical being. Like I was thinking of the Ents from Lord of the Rings. Uh-huh. Like Treeskin kind of sounds like he could be Treebeard's buddy in that universe. So it kind of had this mythical feel to it, and so I kind of picked that as kind of a another name to go under.
You play with the Accidentals all the time. You guys tour like crazy. You also play for other musicians, and then you also have this side project that you do in your spare time. How do you not get burned out from doing music all the time, Mike?
By just, you know, I really love playing music. It's the one thing that I've done for my entire life. And as long as I am happy with the music that I'm playing and I'm engaged by it, I don't get burnt out just because I love coming back to it every single day. You know, I'll fall asleep thinking of about a million different things that I can try the next day in terms of music. And you know, it's a fire that's lit in me that, you know, it's something that I can't not do. So as much music as I can put into the world, I'll try to do my best.
You're in your mid-20s. You play music professionally as your profession. Do you, like, is this your dream? Are you doing what you want to do for the rest of your life?
Yeah, as far as it'll take me, I'm going to follow it. It's been such an amazing experience so far, and I know that more wonderful things are to come in the future. So I will do this job until I can't physically do it anymore.
The album is called Learning. Michael Doss will be performing as Treeskin tonight at Studio Anatomy in Traverse City. Doors open at 7:30. The show starts at 8. Mike, I want to leave with one more of your songs. This one's titled When They Come. But thanks so much for coming in studio this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Me leaving in the morning when they come. I'll be sitting on the top when they arrive. I'll be yelling something easy, something simple, something sweet, so I can hopefully delay my deepest dive.
Just about 8 o'clock, you're listening to Morning Edition on Interlochen Public Radio, the broadcast and online news service of Interlochen Center for the Arts, WICA Traverse City, 91.5 FM, WLMN Manistee Ludington, 89.7 FM, and WHBP Harbor Springs Petoskey, 90.1 FM. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at IPR News Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Good morning.
Me when the timing feels time.